All right, so it's a new day. Every day is a new day, right? And I really don't need to teach about Jezebel anymore because I thought about it. Jezebel always destroys herself because she has no logic. It's all gas. It's the same game as narcissism. It's pretty much the same. So I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. There's enough narcissist teachers online that you know if somebody's contradicting themselves, and if they're just selfish, it's all about them. Well, that's a red flag, right? Me, 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 me. That's all you need to know. If somebody can't see your perspective, it don't matter what they are. Jezebel, narcissist, selfish, flesh creature, liar, cheater, murderer, player, whatever. They're just selfish. It's going to reveal itself. A selfish person's always going to contradict. And the thing about these people is they will lie. They will lie as a sport. Put my seatbelt on. They will lie as a sport. There's nothing inside, so they have to create something, you know. They have no inner. I was watching a video about a math proof just now, and I was thinking, you know, these Jezebels don't care about mathematics or any engineering or carpentry. They're just into drama. He said, she said, they're in just a Draco Mod drama machine. There's more to life than just sitting there worrying about drama. If you got somebody that's always just worried about what somebody else is doing or saying or drama, got to go here, and they really just can't sit down and study and research and just stay away from them. My life's too short to worry about something like that. You know, if somebody's worried about what they're going to eat for dinner, what do you mean? Just go to the grocery store, grab something. It don't matter. It means stupid stuff. I mean, people worry about stupid stuff. What are we going to do this weekend? I don't know. I don't even worry about what I'm going to do tonight or tomorrow or the next 5 minutes. I just go with the flow, you know. Now, if I have some plans, like I'm going to remodel, I'm planning that ahead. But what are we going to eat? Whatever. You've already eaten probably 1,000 times. Eat what you want to eat. If this was the 1800s, you'd have to worry about it. But food's everywhere now, by the grace of God. Praise God. So do something constructive. If food's everywhere, do something constructive. Don't worry about it. Just grab what you need to grab. If you're doing a keto diet, just don't eat any sugar. I was talking to a doctor yesterday, and she said they make these fiber. If you do go keto, you got to eat some fiber, right? So they make these fiber tablets, she said. She was going to show me while I was there, but we forgot. We got talking about something out. They make these little fiber things, you know, that you can eat. You got to have fiber if you do keto. The simple life, go to work, go home, find your hobby, and just live in peace. Read your Bible, meditate, cut off the noise, cut off the music. Whatever you want to research, research. Try something new if you want to. If you don't, don't. Give out the gospel. Tell people how to be saved. Jesus alone saves, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you think you can save yourself, you're in delusions. If you think you're a god or goddess, you're in delusions. Yeah, you're sons of God if you're saved. Yeah, you can make some stuff happen, but it's already here. It's already happening. three D is really easy. Cut, turn, union, flow. Sine wave, drama, red versus blue, black, white, and red. Everything is already happening right now. If you get involved with somebody, I just saw somebody walk across the street. If you get involved with somebody who doesn't know how to function in life, they're going to be vampiring off of you to try to get you to do everything for them. Now, if it can be a reciprocal thing, okay, I'll help you out, but you know, it needs to be reciprocal somehow. But if they're just vampiring off of you 24/7, 7 days a week, that's not reciprocal. Why waste your time? Why waste your time? My heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, my will, emotions, intellect is mine. I'm not going to let somebody hijack them, try to play mind games, some Jezebel, Delilah, narcissistic psychopath. I'm not going to let somebody play mind games with me. They're masters at manipulating, but eventually you see through it. You see their gaslighting. They'll eventually start moving stuff in the house. They want to get people drunk. And if you want to avoid a Jezebel, don't drink. Don't drink with her. I don't know why you're drinking anyway. It's just alcohol. Alcohol turns to sugar, destroys your liver. Why would you drink? It don't do you no good. You just go out of your mind and forget what you did. Long story short, if somebody doesn't want to dwell in the truth, I don't care what label you put on it, they're just liars, and eventually they're murderers, because a liar, somebody who's doing lies all the time, and it could be gaslighting, it could be any kind of lie, it could be future faking, gaslighting, whatever you want to call it, still a lie. But anybody who's living in lies, they eventually can be a murderer. They eventually will be a murderer if they haven't already. And so they're trying to steal, kill, and destroy, because that's what a liar does. It's all lies. If you got somebody around you that's a liar, don't try to analyze them, figure them out. They're just liars. Get away from them. They're, like my mom said, they're just full of shite. Just get away from them. I have about five people come to mind that they're just so full of it. They don't follow through with anything, and all their false promises is like, get out of my face. Get out of my face. They can't do nothing. They don't want to learn a skill. And if they do have one skill that makes them some good money, they still dependent on other people. All they have to do is learn another skill. They don't think they can learn anything. Either lazy or don't want to learn or want to manipulate somebody else. If they can manipulate somebody else to do it for them, I guess that's what they do. If you live only 5 minutes from the job, won't you ride your bike to work and get some exercise while you're doing it? I just saw a lot of people on my little drive to the store. I saw a lot of people riding bikes, you know. I'm going to change my sleep schedule so I can get up early, really early. Once you catch somebody in a lie, and they won't admit it's a lie, they actually probably believe that they've lied so much, they believe their own lies. They lie to themselves. Once you catch somebody in a lie, I don't see any way to reconcile with that person unless they admitted it was a lie. I just don't see a reconciliation. Because a liar is going to keep lying. Now, you might have messed up and said something you didn't mean to say. Yeah, it's possible. But usually a liar, if somebody has lied, they created patterns, they're going to lie again. Because that any pattern that you're in today is a pattern that was created before. There's nothing new. There's no new patterns. And so a liar who's lying today has lied before. And so the chances of them getting right before God and renewing their mind to where they walk in the truth, it's almost impossible. A liar is almost just totally condemned unless they repent, get saved, and start seeking the truth. And the reason a lot of people don't seek the truth because they have all these enablers that lie too, and they're all enabling each other in lies. And so once you step into truth, all your enablers run away, because you're not going to, you have to get away from them, because you're not going to hang out with liars if you're a truther. If you're a born-again person living in the truth, you're not going to hang out with liars, because you're in the truth. It's really just A plus B is equal to C. It's easy. It's just logic. A liar will destroy themselves. That's why I say I'm not even going to worry about Jezebel, because Jezebel always destroys himself. Anytime anybody new comes into my world or tries to get in my world, I start taking notes. Or new job, new employee, new renter, new anybody. I start taking notes. Because I learned 25 years ago that there are people out there that try to use neuro-linguistic programming. If I'm going to talk about anything, it'd be that, because that's a powerful thing that people are doing all the time. Alright, so I had to stop and get me something to eat and water. And so I'm back. Let's see. I forgot what I was talking about in general, but I've already said it before 1,000 times. There's nothing new. I've already said everything I need to say. If somebody wants to live in truth, you can walk with them. How Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? If they don't want to live in truth, you can't deal with that kind of person. And a lot of times they've got family members or some kind of associates or something that they think they have to lie to keep that associate. Well, if you got to lie to keep an associate, get rid of that associate. That person's trouble. Some of the stuff is no-brainer. If you got a liar, I don't care what kind of liar they are. Jezebel, narcissist, psychopath, sociopath, thief, con artist. I don't care what kind of liar. I just get away from a liar. It don't matter what they are. If they're lying, you don't even need to psychological analysis. If you want to, go ahead. But it don't really matter. If they're liars, they're liars. I just call a liar a psychopath, because the devil's a psychopath. if they can't live in the truth, to me they're psychopaths. All of them. And if they're psychopaths, you can't trust them. They'll stab you. They'll throw you under the bus. And you don't have to be bitter and mad. Think about it this way. I had a boss. She said, we had a regional come in, and the boss was dealing with something about employees doing something, being selfish, you know. And the regional told her, and then she passed it on, she said, the regional told her, said, everybody has their own agenda, and you don't take it personal. They're here to either work this job and go home and do their thing, or work a part-time, or whatever they're here for. They have their agenda. So you don't take it personal, because you have your agenda. Everybody has their own agenda. And there's no reason to get upset about it, because whatever their agenda is, it don't really matter, because it's not your agenda. Now, if you get somebody who's, if you can meet somebody who's in tune with your agenda, y'all can be friends, or y'all can get married, or y'all can be run a business together, whatever. But I promise you, if you can get that mindset, understand what she meant, is you have your agenda, they have their agenda, and they're going to do whatever they can to get their agenda, and you have your agenda, you're going to do what you need to do to get your agenda. So really, don't take it personal, because everybody has an agenda. My agenda in life is peace and truth. Other people might have an agenda of money and image and outward show. My agenda is winning souls, the peace of God that passes understanding, truth in the inward man, in the heart. My agenda is to make sure I keep my heart right. Other people might have an agenda to make money and try to get over on people. So let's say they try to get over on you. They try to steal your property or take you out or whatever their agenda is. Try to get you to marry them so they can have somebody to help them clean or something. Who knows what their agenda is? They're not going to tell you. You can decide. If you're around them long enough, you can see what it is. But don't be mad. And when you decode what their agenda is, it's usually money. It's usually the love of money. When you decode their agenda, just walk away, because their agenda doesn't line up with your agenda. Your agenda was a soft heart. Your agenda is the truth. Your agenda is to walk in peace, walk in the Spirit, walk in love and truth. Their agenda is to walk in hatred and steal, kill, and destroy. So who cares? That's their agenda. You're not their God. You can't walk with that kind of person. And if they tell you that their agenda lines up with your agenda, and then you find out later that it was all lies, they just said that to pull you in. I'm just like you. I believe like you. We're the same. So you say, okay. So she says, we're the same. I believe like you. We need to get together. And okay, let's try this. Let's see how it works out. You already know it's probably a lie, because anytime somebody out of the blue is gaslighting you, love bombing you, whatever, you know it's probably just a big, big fat lie. But they believe it, so let's give them a chance. So you hang out with them and you realize you're not even on my level. What are you talking about? Your mind is still in low frequency. You're just worried about 3D. I thought you were like me. This is not going to work out. And then they show their behind and reveal that they are 3D creatures. And if somebody says, what do you mean 3D and 5D? The 3D creature was born of the water, the woman's water. They came out through the woman's water. The 5D creature is born by the Spirit, born from above. You have a spiritual birth. And the 5D creature walks according to a different rule or law, or not even a rule or a law, it's a different spirit. The 5D creature walks in the Spirit. The 3D creature walks in the flesh. It's two different worlds. They don't line up. In other words, let's say a man and woman got married. One of them was saved, one of them wasn't. Let's say the woman's saved and the man's lost. He's trying to teach the kids, go to school, get a good job, make a lot of money. The woman's trying to teach the kids, read your Bible, trust Jesus, run to Jesus. Get your heart right. And so there's a marriage that's unequally yoked, and they're just fighting with each other. They have two different worldviews. And so if you have a different worldview than somebody, then actions, it's going to break down. So you have to try the spirits. Any decision you make, even yourself, judge yourself lest you be judged. You have to try the spirits, even judge your own self. You're not judging a person's eternal soul, but you're judging if you can be in tune with that person, in line with that person. Ninety-nine percent chance you're not the same. They can't even hear you. They don't even know who you are. They think you're crazy. They probably want to marry you to get your Social Security, put you in a funny farm, and keep running the streets. Probably what they're doing, running the streets anyway. The way they treat others is the way they treat you. Birds of a feather flock together. If they're drinking every day, look at the people around you who drink every day. You already know their character. If everything out of their mouth is a curse word, look at the people around you who everything out of their mouth is a curse word. They're not happy inside. They're miserable. So this person's miserable. Although they might be talking a good talk, they're miserable. Birds of a feather flock together. The way this person's acting, look at the people you've known from your family, your past, your coworkers, your neighbors, your church members. Look at the way they are, and you can actually see how this person is. Even though they're talking a big talk, you know they're lying, because birds of a feather flock together. You know they're lying. They're liars. They're liars. They want something. They're leeches, vampires. They might not need money, but they're leeching something. They're trying to leech off of you something. And only they know. You can probably decode it and figure it out if you want to stay around them long enough. But eventually, you don't even want to learn it. You just know they're leeching something, because your whole... They're affecting your mind and your health and your spirit and your soul. They're leeching off of you, and you feel the drain. You feel the pain. You feel the drain. As soon as you cut them off, you go back to normal. It might take you a few days to get the fog out, but you don't even want to think like these people, because these people think, they're thinking is convoluted. And you stop the leech. You know, if the leech grabs onto your skin and starts sucking the blood out, you pull the leech off, you start to get healthy again really fast.